Two Lamar's Community FFA members are to receive their American degrees today at the National FFA Convention being held at Indianapolis, Indiana. Caleb Korselman and Camden Schrader will be awarded the FFA's highest honor during the awards ceremony. The American FFA degree is awarded to FFA members who have demonstrated the highest level of commitment to FFA and made significant accomplishments with their supervised agricultural experiences. Several activities are being planned for today, including the annual pumpkin races to be held at the Total Motors beginning at 9 a.m. Later this morning, the All Saints Catholic Parish will hold a dedication ceremony of a statue of St. Joseph at the St. Joseph Church in Lamar's. There will be food trucks and inflatable games. That event is scheduled to begin around 11 a.m. This afternoon and into the evening hours will be the 47th annual celebration of Remsen's Oktoberfest to be held at St. Mary's High School in Remsen. The tapping of the golden keg is scheduled for 1 p.m., followed by the children's crowning of the festival's Prince and Princess contest. Bavarian-style polka music will begin at 2 p.m., and the traditional German-Luxembourg meal will begin at 4 p.m. and continue until 7 p.m. The entire festival will conclude at 9 p.m. Halloween is Sunday, but the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring its own trick-or-treat activity for Saturday afternoon. Lori French serves as the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce Main Street Director and says there are a few changes to this year's activity.
Well, the event downtown starts at 1 p.m., which is a change. The turnaround is going to have spectacular dancing from 1 to 1:30, and that's a change. On the website, it did say it was going to be in front of their location, but it's actually at the Olson Event Center. So we're going to enjoy that with the turnaround dancing team and cheer team. Then we have from 1 to 2:30, the trick-or-treating event's going to be going on. It's going to start at the Olson Event Center. The kids are going to go up and down Central Avenue and, you know, make sure that they stop by the art center and the library and make sure to bring a bag or container for candy as well.
French says that the youngsters will also want to stop by the Lamar's Public Library as well as the Lamar's Art Center.
We're going to start with 1 p.m. to 2:30 with face painting and art projects with Annie and her team over at the Art Center. And then we also have the Friends of the Library are going to be giving away books for treats, and that's ages from 0 to 5th grade, so stop by there.
The Lamar's Main Street official reminds us of also the pumpkin races to take place earlier Saturday morning at Total Motors.
Total Motors and Hardware Hank are going to be having pumpkin car races. They start at 9 in the morning to 11. That's for preschool through 5th grade. There is a pre-registration required. It will be at Total Motors. You do have to get a kit for that, and there are only 4 left at Hardware Hank.
French says that the Chamber of Commerce is also sponsoring a costume contest for those youngsters participating in the annual trick-or-treating activity. Contestants need to submit a photo to the Chamber of Commerce.
One last thing I want to mention is there's a costume contest going on. It's all ages. The categories are scariest, cutest, and most creative. You can enter your child by tagging them at Lamar's Chamber on your Facebook page, or you can post a picture on the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, or you can tag them at hashtag Lamar's Chamber OF on Instagram. And we will be announcing the winner on Facebook Live downtown at 2 p.m., All of those submissions have to be in by noon on Saturday.
Lamar's will hold its citywide trick-or-treating event on Sunday evening, Halloween night. Lamar's Police Chief Kevin Vandervek wants everyone to be thinking about safety.
Pretty exciting time. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I certainly was excited for it. But we want everybody to be safe. So I encourage everybody on especially Halloween night just to slow down when you're driving. Watch for kids because they are going to be extremely unpredictable Halloween night. They may cross in the middle of the street. They may jart through the street because they're excited about getting to the next house. So just slow down, and especially in those heavy foot trafficked area where you see a lot of Halloween kids out trick-or-treating, just slow down. We will have extra cars patrolling that evening. I will be out myself handing out candy, so we'll try to be as visible as possible.
Vandevek reminds the trick-or-treaters to always cross the street at a lighted crosswalk and to have either a reflective tape, a glow stick, or carry a flashlight. The Lamar's police chief reminds trick-or-treaters to only stop at those homes you know and to only stop at those homes with a porch light that is on. We continue our candidate focus on those candidates seeking the city council. Another candidate seeking re-election to the Lamar City Council is Clark Goodchild. And like Ken Nelson, there is a bit of a switch. Goodchild is currently representing the constituents of Ward 1, but he has decided to run for the at-large position this time around. Goodchild is unopposed for his pursuit at the at-large council candidate. KLEM asked Goodchild why he wanted to run as the at-large candidate rather than seeking the position representing Ward 1 again.
The bottom line is I kind of apologize to the community because between me and Ken Nelson, I think we kind of confused a lot of people. As they know, the city of Lamar is three wards and then two at-large positions, and I have always wanted an at-large position strictly so that the whole community could either support me or not support me. I like the ward system, but I just like to know that I'm endorsed by the whole city. That's all it is right there.
Goodchild says there have been several changes of department heads within his 8 years while serving on the city council, and he says he's grateful for having the opportunity to help select some of the new city employees.
Well, one thing that I'm very, very pleased with our city is I've been instrumental and very involved in the hiring process, replacing multiple department heads, and I'm very proud of my support of those departments. One thing that I can say with all due assurance, Dennis, is we do not have lazy employees. We have hardworking, very, very good department heads, and they run a very tight ship.
The city council candidate says that the opportunities that the city will face in the future will be similar to those opportunities of the past.
Okay, I don't see any of the opportunities really changing. I think we've seen like the $75,000 tax abatement. It's working. It's working. Now, a lot of those homes that first signed up underneath that 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, are now on the full tax rolls, and everybody benefited. So I don't see the opportunities changing. However, I will tell you that, and this is where I'm going to probably sound a little bit negative and or concerned, is we have a couple of large expenditures on our plate, mainly in water and in sewer. We have some challenges, and they're going to be somewhat expensive. And the nice thing is those are paid through by rate. In other words, that's not taxation, okay? An enterprise fund, say the sewer department, when you pay your monthly sewer bill, that helps fund those projects. It's not a raise in property tax.
Goodchild says that he believes most people of Lamar's know him and know where he stands on the issues.
They may not always agree with me. They may not always disagree with me, but they definitely know where I stand. And so, you know, I appreciate the vote of support. At this point, I guess I can say I don't need it, but I want it. I want that vote of support.
Goodchild says that he appreciates all the candidates seeking the position on the Lamar City Council, saying it's good that they all contribute back to their community. He added that serving on the City Council is not about glory. Additional comments by Clark Goodchild, the candidate for City Council at-large position, can be found on the KLEM website.